Hi everyone in audio. Oops, ow. Should we start that again? No, I don't think we'll bother. Hi everyone in Audio Boo Land. It's Darren Hartland here. And it is a lovely sunny day outside. It's about 22, 23 degrees, which is about 72 Fahrenheit. And it's very nice. Been out today to do some stuff with my Uncle Jeff. And we've been to look at a flat, possibly to rent. Also have found a couple of flats in the same area. So it's been a fairly productive day today. Got all the... I've got Facebook notifications interrupting me. All the stuff is set up broadcast-wise downstairs now. I've got the new broadcast system set up upstairs, which will only be doing automation stuff on my own server. What else? We're just waiting for Buffy's passport to arrive. And then she will kind of go back home. She's in Virginia at the moment, Richmond, Virginia. And she will go home and do her packing, collect a passport, and then come over here. And then she'll be here for, well, however long. It may be 4 to 6 weeks. It may be 6 months. Who knows? I'm starting to get around to this idea of, you know, just take one day at a time. You know... none of us know what's going to happen tomorrow, you know. You know, you can plan. There's certain things you have to plan for and try and take account of, but aside from that, you've got to just enjoy the moment. Otherwise, you know, you could spend your time worrying about stuff off in the future that may never happen and probably will never happen. So you've wasted your life worrying instead of just enjoying the moment. You know, we're all on this journey together, and I'm damn sure we weren't put here to worry. I'm pretty sure we weren't here to worry and just pay the bills. We were here to enjoy the sunshine and enjoy the air that we breathe and enjoy the rain when it comes and enjoy people, you know, and enjoy all this technology that's put in our hands and, you know... And make the most of the challenges as well. You know, some challenges aren't very pleasant, but, you know, challenges, they all have solutions. And there's very little that comes into your life on a day-to-day basis that isn't doable or isn't get-overable. But we have this odd ability as... intelligent human beings to get in our own way. You know, we're looking for complicated answers, and I don't think there are any complicated answers. The answers are quite simple. You know, sometimes it's not easy, but the answers are simple. Implementation sometimes isn't easy because we tend to get emotionally involved or too emotionally attached to a situation or whatever, that it's hard to take a step back and look at it in terms of, you know, if you were, say, for example, if your best friend or your brother or your sister or your mother or your son or whatever was in the same situation, what would you advise them to do? Then it's the answer's then simple. Anyway, sorry, I've gone off on a complete tangent there. So what's been happening? Went to a recharge day on Saturday with Helen and Jeff and Mum, and that was a great day. Met up with some of my old BC buddies. Met up with Dawn Sutton and Bridie and Nadine and Jeff, who's Bridie's husband. Loads of other people met up with Richard and Liz, and that was a really good day. Had a really good time. So that was really good. Yesterday, what happened yesterday? You know, I haven't got a clue what happened yesterday. Isn't that terribly sad? What the hell did I do yesterday? I don't know. That's terrible. I don't know what I did yesterday. I couldn't have been too much. I don't know. Oh, well, anyway. Oh, I think I was doing a lot of kind of research on property and flights and stuff like that. I was doing that kind of stuff. Today, as I said, been out with Jeff and done one or two things. Kaz had a good show, by all accounts. Not too many technical problems, which is good. I'm going to do some stuff with Station Playlist now and do some playlist building and stuff like that. And I shall be talking with Buffy again in a little bit. I've spoken to her a couple of times today. And it's been really nice. It's been really nice since me and Buffy have kind of not gone public exactly, but since I told my mum and whatever that me and Buffy got engaged, so that I was able to put this change of relationship status on Facebook, people have been really nice and really kind, and said some really kind and nice things, which is really nice. It's really good to hear. So if you are one of them, thank you very much for your support and for your kindnesses. It's really appreciated. You know, a few of us have been through some complete shit in the last few months, and things are finally starting to come good for everybody concerned. Which is nice to know. Sometimes it just goes to show that you have to go through a little bit of shit to get to, you know, the place where you need to be and the place where you deserve to be. But everything seems to be working out quite well for everybody concerned. So that's great to know and to understand. And it kind of just makes you realise that stuff happens for a reason. We don't always know what those reasons are. But you just have to kind of go with it and go with the flow and follow your instincts and follow your heart. And it will always it will always lead you to the right place. Anyway, I'm waxing lyrical again. So I shall leave it there. Have a great rest of the day if you're in the UK. Have a great day if you're in the US and whatever, wherever else you are in the world. Take care all.